morning.
Good morning.
I trust everyone here is here to praise our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, many of us act as if, or think as if, God reigns in the future. God reigns right now. Right now he's on the throne, and he reigns, and Jesus lives. And we have a few announcements this morning. This morning we'll be having communion. Today's evening service is at 6 p.m. Wednesday evening service is at 6:30 p.m. Our men's breakfast is December 15th, Saturday at 8 a.m. Okay, this must be you and Wandy.
Yeah.
Bob and Wandy will be out of town the 16th of December for family. And one of the things that we're having is our annual gift wrap at Barnes & Noble to help raise money for Ladders of Hope. And you need to see Aunt Carolyn or Carolyn Murray for your sign up. It's a really a great time of just being there and rapping and meeting people and just praising the Lord and raising money for Ladders of Hope. It really does bring joy to you. I've done it myself, participated in it, and it's just something that really does bring joy. I could open up with a word of prayer. Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning and just thanking you for each and everything that you've done for us, Lord. Each and everything that you're doing for us. Each and everything that you're helping us to experience in our lives, Father, as we walk with you. Father, hand in hand with you. Just thank you for our time this morning, Father, that we're able to gather here to praise your name. Father, help us to just continue in walking with you, Father. We ask and pray in thy Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Have the ushers come forward for the morning tithes and offerings, please. Bob, would you pray for...
Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you and bless you, Father, for all the things you've done. Bless the opportunity that we have of giving to you. And Father, we're asking, Lord, that you'd just bless each person that's giving. And Father, those who can't, we just ask, Lord, that you bless them beyond, Lord, their imaginations. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
A ladies' day in the back, and we did painting. So
you're not showing that, are you?
Yeah. We are. And it was so fun, guys. It was $5, and us ladies had so much fun. Some of them look like they're on steroids.
Some look anorexic.
Some look anorexic. But no, this is what we did. All you artists, and some of them hold up your hands that were here and didn't take your artistic stuff. So these are the things that we did. They're little snowmen. If you guys don't really know what they are, I'll tell you. This one was mine. Look at his arms. Does he not look like he's on steroids? Like, you know, they're like, do a little branch.
They are all worshiping now.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm like, I just need some logs. That more than a branch. But we're going to do this. We had so much fun. It was only $5, and Cynthia, well, actually, it was Carolyn's idea, and Cynthia's our painter here. It's out there. When you guys leave, check out that painting over there. That's Cynthia's. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
But we're going to, and it's once a month, Leslie's are going to get in the back, and we eat and paint, and the rest of the stuff stays back there. But and I think the next one is going to be Christmas tree. Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know when we're doing it either, but I think we're doing a Christmas tree. And if not, if it's after the holidays, we'll find something else. There's a whole bunch of different things out there that we could do. But that was so fun, wasn't it, guys?
Yeah,
so thank you for that.
Before, it was perfect timing on a Saturday, 1 to 4 for me.
Yeah, that was great. The timing was great. But before we start, I was doing my devotions, and actually, last week, I don't know, I think most everybody was here. The Lord spoke to Bob last week, and boy, did he rock my world. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I haven't been the same since last week. We talked about the real Jesus, and you know, in our relationship with who he is, and all our walks are different with our relationship with him. And I just want to say thank you, because I needed to hear that message last week to quit beating yourself down and thinking you're not enough. And that's that song from Laura Daigle just continued to play all week, and it was awesome. So this morning, I feel that I just need to read this, and it really touched me. So I hope it touches you. It says, I love you with an everlasting love which flows from the depths of eternity. Before you were born, I knew you. Ponder that mystery of love that he has for us even before we were born, beyond the grave. Modern man has lost perspective of eternity. To distract himself from the grasping jaws of death, he engages in senseless activities and amusements. The practice of being still in my presence is almost a lost art. Yet, it is very stillness that enables you to experience my eternal love. You need the certainty of my loving presence in order to weather the storms of life. During the times of severe testing, even the best theology can fail you if it isn't accompanied by my knowledge of me. The ultimate protection against sinking during life's storm is devoting time to develop your friendship with me. So if you're going through something, you know what? Lay it at his feet, just like that video was. Lay it at his feet. He wants us to just call upon him. And, you know, I was struggling this week and just really irritated. I don't know, everybody just irritated me. It was not me. It was everybody else. And
I also want to say something, too. Now, I haven't been to church for a few Sundays now because of work and everything.
Okay.
And with Val saying about Bob's preaching last Sunday and how we're not enough, I didn't listen to Bob's service or anything. The other day, I drove by and I'm like, oh, I says, well, there's Bob and Wandy's van in the church. I'm like, oh, I'll just see them on Saturday. Well, I get down further a little bit, and then something was telling me I needed to turn back. Hour and a half later, I'm sitting there in the office talking to Bob. God, I know Jesus was talking to him, because between him and Jesus made me feel like I was a mom. After that, Wani and I got up there, and I'm like, come on, let's just sing together. So 2 hours later, we're all walking out of the church, and
Amen.
Man, I just felt like so, I needed it.
Amen.
I needed it. So just never, ever pass up that moment of driving by and thinking twice about turning back, because you never know what's going to happen at the end of that day.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
It's so awesome. God told you to come back.
That's right. Exactly.
It's
that's
awesome. Sure. I know, because you come to me and told me to come back every time. And I'm telling you, God is with you all the time.
Amen.
And all you have to do is trust him.
That's right. And that's all he asks us to do. And that's what his thing was for me this week, of the frustration. All he asked me was to do was say, trust me. And then there was days that's all I could say was, Jesus, I trust you. And that's it. And you just move on. So let's put your garbage out there. Let's stand up and let's praise the Lord.
I'm not going to move this time. I want to ask you as a favor. Could I get you all just to stand one more time? And you know, like, I know they talked about things that might have been said by me, but I want to exalt the only true God, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you. Just praise him right now. Just you thank him for what he's done in you. So, Father, we just want to exalt you, Lord, right now. Father, be glorified in everything that we do and say today. And, Father, we recognize that we can't do anything without you. Father, you are the ultimate prize for us, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for every person here. And we want to give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Woohoo! You know, I just love getting excited about what God does. We have the pleasure of some new young people back here, Chance and Destiny. You got, what did I say?
Dominique.
That's what I said, wasn't it? You know, you're going to get to know Bob in a real way. He doesn't remember. It's good to have you two here. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, Lord. Do you know what's really exciting is that you come to that place where... see. Yeah, is that better?
Now you're perfect,
Bob. I've been to church
when
they raised the roof. I've never seen
the roof. There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chance.
The movie is
pretty good. I like it. If you had an opportunity to stand in Jesus' presence, you know that you are right now in his presence. Just look around you, all the people that are so excited about maybe experiencing what God has to say. Again, I'm going to step down just for a minute because I like to walk around a little bit. But it's coming to the point where you have a faith in believing who Jesus is in you. Isn't it exciting to think about getting your wife to go ahead and make sure you're standing okay? Do you know what? I really want to fall down before the Lord Jesus Christ and just thank him so much for what he's been doing. I think that there was an orchestration by God to even meet Chance and Dominique. I remember after about four or five times saying that. But, you know, it's like God wants us to get an ear to hear him and to begin to believe what his word says. It doesn't come easy. It's sometimes it's practice. It's working through things. And there's a lot of times we'll go through things and we're saying, God, why are you doing this to me? To give you strength. Amen. And believing that he's more than enough to take you through the trials and tribulations that you're experiencing today. And you know what? There's not anybody here that I can't say, you're probably working through things, but to have an understanding, a rejoicing in your heart, to know that the word says, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, good and bad, good and bad, he said, I'll direct your path. It's been a long time I think it's both Wani and I to come to the place we've been willing to give the time that God is requesting of us to be before Him. Because I don't want you to hear just what Bob thinks or what Bob wants to talk about. I want you to see and hear and experience who Jesus is for your own self. Not because I said so, but because God is showing you the power and strength that He has when we give it to Him. It's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, when you start thinking about it, I met Chance and Dominique. I did it right. See there, I'm getting better. But just to imagine that He orchestrates times where we're going to meet people, and the very things that God wants to do is to restore the relationships or get them in a place where they can receive encouragement in who Jesus Christ is. And He dwells in you. You know, like, don't underestimate what God can do in you. God created you. You have a plan. You have a purpose, Jeremiah 29:11. And it isn't just to go ahead and barely get through this life or maybe go to Florida when you... I know Chance and you're going to go too, Destiny, right? Right? Dominique, you're going to? I asked him if I could go with him, but... flowers are growing. Is that what she said? You know what? We're going to miss you. I've only met them. This is the second time I'm going to miss them.
I tried to talk them into taking you, but...
And they still don't have the room, right? Yeah. Now, see, Jesus found room in the house. It was a stable, but He found room. All right. You know, I guess, you know, to hear everybody just excited and just to worship the Lord this morning is a pleasure to me. I feel like there's sometimes, you know, we've concentrated so much on the things that are coming at us and what the enemy wants us to focus on that we don't really realize how much God really wants to do things in our life and show us, you know, the awesomeness of who He is in our life. I can't begin to tell you, sitting here and praying in the morning, how, you know, God just is continually just giving me stuff, ministering to me. Not for you, for me. It's when I'm giving myself as He's asking to Him. You know, how much more He wants to demonstrate who He is in you. Do you understand that? You know, like it's you know, like it's good for us to come together. The Word says, let us come together and reason together. And that reasoning is that we can see everybody so excited about what Jesus is doing. And each of us, that we go, wow, I want to do more of this. I want more, Lord Jesus. I don't want to go ahead and just have just a little bit. Lord, I don't want to just make it through this week. I want more of You. Father, I want You to be exalted in my life, Lord, that people cannot stand to be around me sometimes because that Your presence just exudes from us. Amen. Or maybe they will run to You because that presence of Jesus exudes from You. Can you imagine how many people there are out there who don't really understand or even know or comprehend the thoughts, the love that God has for them? And here You are. Here we are. Here we are, you know, in the presence of Jesus, understanding that He loves us beyond measure. I was watching a video by a young man. I don't think he's probably even 30 years old. And he was talking about sin and then God's grace. And how much... You know, that what it looks like. What does it look like? And it's grace isn't so that we can go out and do anything that we want. That's not grace. But grace is when we come to the place that we recognize that we're not doing what God wants us to do, that we lay it at His feet, like the video showed this morning. First John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We're going to stand before God clean, righteous, because of who Jesus is in our life. Not anything else. It's not because of what you do or what you think. It's what God has done in your life. God wants to take you and shake you to the core of believing who he is in his life, if you'll give him the opportunity. You know, I've been that Christian who's walked through the week, and I think I talked about last week, I'll give him the first 5 minutes, and then through the rest of the day, I'm so busy, I can't think about who Jesus is in my life. And I don't think about it until I get home at night, and I sit down, and boy, I wish I would have just prayed about this and asked God to direct me. I did ceramic tile work for a living, and you know, there's sometimes I'd get on the job and, you know, I'd be so accustomed to just, you know, measuring out and getting everything prepared and quoting the bid without acknowledging who God is, and underestimate the job. Not that I wasn't going to make money, but I didn't calculate everything correctly. I'm sharing this because that there's sometimes in our life we're estimating, you know, what we can do, and we haven't really calculated God into the picture. Isn't that cool to think about, really? You know, he says, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I'll direct your path. It's like, what does really God want to do in you? You know, do you ever think about it? Do you ever think about what God wants to do in you? It's coming to that place where, I want to know Jesus. I want to hear him clearly, not by chance, and not always through Bob, you know, because he'll pick on you sometimes. And you're going, really, God? That's you? Well, yes, he can. Go ahead and poke it just sometimes, yes. But God's looking for a people that will follow him, that will serve him in whatever capacity that you have. A lot of us are going to say, well, I don't know what my gift is. Have you ever asked him? I was going through some of the scriptures. I think I mentioned a little bit last week about the seek, knock, ask. And there's sometimes you start thinking about those things, and how often do you knock on God's door? Come on. How often? He said you got to keep on knocking. How often do you really seek him about the decisions you're about ready to make? I've been reading a book by George Mueller. It's about the second time that I've read it. Andrew Leach probably really stirred my heart about this. But to think about what this man did, not because of anybody's ability but God's. This man was on his knees and saw God raise up enough money, a building, clothing, food, to do about 3,000 orphans in England on a daily basis. He never went out and asked anybody for money except for God. That's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with us, so that we're before him and we say, Lord Jesus, come. Show me the way. Father, help me not to be so stingy, so caught up in who I am. But Father, help me to see what you see. You know, help me to see that there's more out there than just what I need. You know, George Mueller was looking at hundreds of orphans during that particular time. And, you know, I feel like, God, you know, we look around and there are so many people who, you know, you can see that there is not an evidence of Jesus in their lives. And how can we change them? Do you know what he told me? Lord Jesus, come. I pray for each person here, Father. Lord, that you'll stir their heart, that they'll hear you for who you are. And Father, that you'll take the blinders off their eyes and let them see. That's how we change people. It's not that we beat them up. I didn't beat Chance and Dominique up to come here. And we didn't meet because I was going to go over there and just beat them up. We had fun, didn't we? We talked. It was good. And that's exactly what God does with us. He makes appointments for us. Every day of our life, he makes appointments for us. And we have to follow him. Is it sometimes take some courage? Absolutely. You know, you're going to have to step outside your comfort zone. Absolutely. Absolutely. I had a young man who was here last week. Right, John? And you sometimes wonder, Lord, you know, what can you do to change people's lives? How can we make a difference? And it's exactly do what God's called you to do. John came up to me, I think it was Wednesday night, and you talked about your decision for Jesus to completely surrender his life to Jesus. Can I share something with you? I didn't force him to do that, did I? Who was it, John? Amen. Amen. It's got to be Jesus in you. We're speaking to you, bringing you to the place where you surrender who you are to him. Don't listen just to what Bob has to say. The word says, to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. If you don't understand it all the time, get together with fellow believers. Start fellowshipping with one another. Believe that God is going to go ahead and open doors for us to become. I love it when Dick calls me. He's always challenging me. I love it. But it's good for us to come together and challenge one another in the Word of God. To go ahead and be that sort of stick that stirs things up and causes you to think about who you are and what you're doing. The Lord told me one time, he said, the influence on people's lives are those things that they hang around. If you hang around people that are not exalting Christ, if you hang around people that just want to have fun and they're going out partying all the time, that's exactly what you're going to get. But then if you hang around people that love Jesus and are willing to pray with you, encourage you, then you're going to experience who Jesus is. God didn't come so that you could be standing all by yourself. You don't stand alone. Jesus is your helper. How about, I talked to you about that seeking part. You know, it's not just that few minutes in the morning. I here's something that I want to speak to you. You know, like God will direct you. He'll stir you. He'll tell you, stop playing solitaire, Bob, and pray. Or get in the Word, or read the book. And it's whether or not we want to hear him or not, whether we want to obey him. That's seeking him. When you get that ear where you can hear the things that God wants to speak to you about who you are, you know, I'm not going to force you to do anything. I don't care what you do, who you are. Bob loves you because that God loves you. I can't change. I'm going to love you. I'm going to enjoy picking on you and being around you for the rest of my life. and it's 104, so you got 31 more years to go. Is that good? And I'm going to believe that I'm going to grow in Jesus every day. Amen. I don't want to stay the same. I want him to become Lord of Bob's life. I don't want to become a Christian and then go out and just ignore who God is telling me to do. Some things might be really huge that God's speaking to you about doing, but you got to follow him, not me. You know, what is God speaking into your heart today? What is he trying to get you to see? Jesus talked about the Sadducees and Pharisees of his day and how they walked around with veils over their eyes. The veil between us and God was broken. It was broken, but there's still that opportunity that we can have that veil that blinds us from who Jesus really is and taken away from us so that we can actually see not only Jesus, but the things that who we are. You know, what does God want to do in us to change us, to make us what he wants us to be? It can't be a demand of our parents, of your pastor, of your friends. They can encourage you, but they can't demand it of you. As a matter of fact, there's no way that they can change you. The word says it's impossible for a man to come to Christ unless that Holy Spirit speaks to them and draws them in. More opportunity for us to pray, to believe that God is going to open people's eyes. And Lord, then he says, will you go? Send me, Lord. Send me. Lord, let me be the instrument that you want to use. Show me the way, Father. Help me to reach into other people's lives. Lord, direct me. I really believe that there are so many times opportunities for us to share Jesus with people. And we'll never even imagine how many times that maybe we've walked past that opportunity because we haven't been listening, or we're too caught up in the things that we've got to get done, or maybe our cares of the world. The word says, you know, the cares of the world will keep us from experiencing who God is and begin to put him first. When I get up in the morning, I want to hear him give me a song. I'm trying to remember. There was, I got to look through all the notes. I wrote a bunch more notes, and I'm not going to go through all of them today. What was the one we were singing this morning, Wendy? You make me feel so much better. Okay. You probably didn't want to hear me sing it anyway. No, I really... It's, you know, that I love it when I get up in the morning and God's speaking to me. He's giving me a song that he's just trying to encourage me to believe that he's more than able to do the things that we have to do today. Amen. It's okay. It's okay.
Don't stop now, you're on fire.
What's that?
You're on fire, keep going.
Yeah. I was really just saying, Lord, what would you like to do next? What would you like to do next? I mean, there's lots of things I could say. But I want to hear God. I believe that God can speak in such a special, awesome way. You know, like, I love it that Alex is here this morning. Now, see, he was poking at me when I came in the door over there, and now I get a chance to poke back. You know what's really cool, though, Alex, is that I really believe that you're here today. So that God could speak to you and let you know that he has a plan for you also. Isn't that exciting? Yeah. It's not just to pick on me either. You can pick on me, but God has a plan for you. You need to know that there's a lot of people here that love you so much, Alex.
Yes, we do.
We really do.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And look at over here. We got another five-year-old sitting up here. How many do you have? You don't have any kids, do you?
We have one.
One?
Yeah. Three.
You know what? If you want to bring him next week, the ladies here would love it. Well, I've got a four-year-old granddaughter that these guys, what's that? Okay. All right. But to me, it's so exciting to see these things happening. You know, like my prayer is that God would have his way here. Not Bob's way, but God's way here. You know, that he'd be exalted and that we'd be ready and prepared to go ahead and do the things that God is getting ready to do here. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
You know, it's an awesome thing to see young people here. I'm going to call you young, Hannah, because that... it's like, you know... I want to encourage you just to pray, you know, for what you want to see God do in your life and the lives of the people around you and how much you can affect them, okay? Hannah, I can't tell you how many times I think about you during the week. You know, I know that I've wanted to get together with Hannah and just... sit down and say, what can we do to get a younger generation? And I'm not saying all of you are really old.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I share something with you? I don't mind telling you, I'm 73. The only thing that I'm going to be able to relate to a younger generation is Jesus. But it's sometimes how we do it, you know, like whether they'll listen to us.
Yeah.
And are we ready to do the things that are necessary to reach that younger generation? I get excited. This is so exciting for me to see you here, Hannah. Do you mind if I pick on you just a little bit? Go right ahead. See that? I like that. Because I know that she's on the road, you know. You know, having God pull us in and saying, you know, that I've created you for a plan and a purpose. That's what he's speaking to you, Hannah. Yeah. We'll have to talk sometime about when we can get together for you and your boyfriend to just talk, and so I can pick on him too. You know, that be all right? Okay. You know what? See, like, we have no idea what God is going to do. No idea. I mean, we can imagine things. I believe that they're exciting things. You know, like when I think about the building in the back and I just got one bid just for the shell of it of $75,000, I think about George Mueller, and all he did was pray and watch what God did. You know what? God wants to do stuff. He wants to reach into our community, but he's not going to do it because he says, not by strength nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We have to come to the place where I trust him more than I'll trust any person. He'll bring him in, no question about it. I was just going through a chapter where George Mueller was just beginning to open the first orphanage. And his prayer was is that God would bring in the people that would be willing to go ahead and help with that project. To be honest with you, you know, when you start thinking about a project like that, it takes a lot of help. You can't do it all by yourself. So you got to have people to step up and begin to walk out the things that God is giving them to do. And they, you know, like, here's my big one, is that do not exalt Bob. Please. Pray for Bob. Exalt Jesus. Believe that he'll do what he wants to do. You know, like, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. You know, God will stir your heart about the things that you need to do. And then you do that. Hear his voice. I'm gonna stop now. Just, there was one other. We have a bunch of prayer lists on the back of this. And there was another lady, I think we was praying for her last week. Her is CJ's mom. Do you remember her name?
Carla.
And she's out of the hospital. Remember, we prayed for her, and she's out of the hospital, but she's got to go back for some more checkups and stuff. So I wanted to pray. You know, I get excited about it.
And we pray for Ralph, too. Ralph goes in this Wednesday to see his bladder specialist to see if he's still cancer-free. Mm-hmm.
And then,
so Wednesday.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome what God did? I love it. Glad you're here, Ralph. Really. Yes.
Pray for Missy Latham's baby.
What's that?
Pray for Missy Latham's baby.
Missy Latham?
Missy Latham. Isaiah.
Isaiah? Sandy?
Yes, could we pray for Evelyn Lacey, too?
Evelyn. Yeah.
I seen her this morning.
She's on our list, too, so... And then we've got this lady here. She's younger than I am, so pray for her too. Mary, she had a stroke. How long has it been now?
A year ago.
Yeah.
About 4 years before that.
Still having a little problem with.
Really bad bleeding in the brain. She's lucky to actually be alive.
Something with the brain?
Yeah, she had a bleeding in the brain 4 years ago and just about died.
Yeah. I'm going to say, you know, that we need to pray about that, but.
And come visit her.
Amen.
She lives
Amen.
Two doors down from me.
Yeah. She's.
She needs some coffee.
Sarah. Uh-huh.
And he hasn't much use for his left hip yet.
Okay.
The doctor said he's got to stay off from it. But then his left hand, he has no use of it. He can't grasp nothing.
Okay.
So they think they're going to have to go in and do surgery on it again.
All right. You know what's really exciting? Is we're going to pray right now. Chance, give your testimony about your hand. Can you do that?
Yeah. I was at work. I worked three jobs. I moved up here from Arkansas back in 2014. Yeah, I got some trouble down there when I was younger, and I wanted to start my life over and do it right. Down here, I was working for Allen and Tree Care. His grandkids better than my daughter. Your granddaughters, I believe, are from Florida, right?
Yeah.
I've been through 2 years of seven surgeries, 2 years of rehabilitation, and I'm about to go back to work next month.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Woohoo! Oh, Lord. You know, I'm sharing this because that, you know, like the word says, it's impossible to please God without faith, believing him. And when we pray, believe God is able to go ahead and reach into every person's life that we mentioned tonight, today. And he is going to make a huge impact on them today. Not next week, today. No way, Wendy, come on.
Since Bob's talking about faith, I just wanted to share I just wanted to share, on the other side, sometimes when we're in a low place with the Lord, you know, our faith feels low. We don't always know how to, way to feel faithless. We feel like it's too big or whatever. But I was in here a couple of days ago just singing this song to the Lord. And afterwards, he gave me a prayer. And I prayed it for all of us. That God would take doubt and he'd turn it into faith. That he'd take our unbelief and he'd turn it into believing. That he'd take our weakness and he'd make it strong. All these different things I just started lifting up to the Lord because I know myself. And I know this, that, you know, I hear people pray and I'm like, man, I wish I could pray like that. How come it's so easy? They sound so full of faith and belief and my faith feels so small. And then I remembered about the divine exchange. Here I am, Lord, I take you. I can't do anything in myself, but you can do everything through me. I can't even love you through myself, but you can cause me to love you with my whole heart, mind, soul, and body. And he will be glorified. So I just want to encourage anybody who needs it, that if you're feeling on the low side of that totem pole, if I can say that, that's kind of, not a good analogy, but... Amen. Well, I wouldn't be either, but some people might be. Anyway, but praise Jesus that he knows us, and he's just faithful. When we're not faithful, he's still faithful.
Pray in just a minute. I got to tell you another story. I got a friend. Most of you know him, Gary. Yeah, I am. I'm going to tell it. I'm going to tell. See, she thought she was going to get away with it, but I'm going to tell. Normally, Gary will call me, and we'll talk back and forth for an hour, whatever. We was getting ready for the ladies' painting class yesterday. And sitting there, and all of a sudden, my phone rings. And it was Gary. I couldn't answer the phone because my hands were full of
cream cheese.
Yeah, it was really good too. But anyway, I asked Wendy, "Could you answer the phone real quick? Because because I didn't want to lose the call." She picks up the phone, and for the next half hour or 45 minutes, she's on the phone with Gary. And you know, I'm telling you this because God's is awesome. You know, his thoughts are far beyond us. And then, you know, my wife steps into the position that I'm supposed to have. Come on, Chance, you got to help me here a little bit. And she did it. I mean, God did it through my wife. Isn't that awesome? What he did for her, though, he can do for you.
Well, let me say what he did.
Uh-oh. We might be in trouble.
Since we're going to do this. Gary called and said to me, "What do you do with fear and anxiety?" And I started laughing. I said, "You're asking a person with major anxiety issues?" And so I said, "Well, I believe that what we do is we find a deeper trust in God. That's the only way we can combat fears that attack us, is that we have to bring them to Jesus. And we have, and this is, of course, the place where, you know, we have to fall on him because we can't do it in ourselves. But anyway, I ended up sharing with Gary things that I haven't shared in a long time about God in my life. And I don't think I've ever given a testimony about the Lord in my life as I did yesterday. And it blessed me so much because I could say that I'm not sorry for anything that I've gone through in Jesus Christ, which has been some pretty crappy stuff sometimes. A lot of loneliness, a lot of rejection, a lot of judgment and criticism from lots of Christians, not necessarily unsaved people. You know, it happens. People don't understand you, they misunderstand you, or they're not comfortable with you. And, you know, it'd be easy to do because, you know, you guys have been around me, so you know how funny I get sometimes. But, you know, God has been so good to me. He met me in a way that no one else could. Yeah, it changed me forever. It made me go, woo, do all those weird things I do, not on purpose. You know, they just happen. But he did. I thought that my personality was a depressed person. I thought depression was my personality because that's what I had been my whole life. But then I experienced the joy of God because he allowed me to know how much he loved me in the deepest way that I have ever known. Never, ever experienced anything like that. And it changed me forever. And is it always perfect in my life? Nope. Am I always walking on cloud nine? Nope. But God is amazing. And you know what? He's making me into something I never thought I could be. I'm used to standing behind Bob and hiding behind my husband and praying that I'll always get to follow and never have to lead. But you know what? I am a leader in Jesus Christ.
Yes, you
are. He has made me to proclaim the gospel of Jesus and not to hide behind anyone. But I'm often so afraid. But he is my conqueror, and he is our conqueror. He can do amazing things in us. You know, that was 25 years ago? That was 25 years ago, and I'm just saying this today. So, you know, I guess I just want to say that the love of God, which was in every single song we sang, is what we need to know to the deepest part of our being. Not his love for others, but how much he loves us, because it changes everything. It changes how we love people. And Gary said to me, how do I get the love of God? How do I get the love of God? I said, through a divine intervention of God. You start seeking and praying. Just keep pushing in. Keep saying, God, do in me what needs to be done today. You do in me what you want in me. I can't do it. I'm not able. But you are able, God. I'm not saying it very well. Yesterday I was like, I couldn't even believe who was talking. So, but anyway, you know, I just want to thank God that I have a testimony about Jesus Christ. I spent most of my life thinking I didn't have a testimony because I was never a druggie and, you know, I didn't do a lot of wild, crazy things. I was always trying to be a very good girl. And, you know, I just thought I didn't have a testimony. All I knew was that Jesus loved me, and that's what drew me. So he drew me twice.
Amen.
Yep.
Talk about God's timing. You know, it's just awesome. We're so glad you're here, really. We want you just to feel like you're part of the family.
Yep.
You too, Hannah. Sarah. Sarah was first.
This little church, but you know what? I just don't feel like I'm part of it. And I don't know, I just feel like an outsider.
Am I not picking on you enough?
No.
Okay, I'll start picking on you more then.
You know, it's just the way my spirit feels. I love God so much, but I just feel like this. I just don't know where to go.
Let's pray right now. So, Lord Jesus, we just thank you that you come against the enemy's plan in Sarah, Father. Lord, you exalt yourself in her life, Father, and let her sense your love for her and our love for her, Father, as a body of Christ, how we love Sarah. and we want to see the very best for her. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, Sarah.
You read something. It's as you grow in your youth and become of age to go to school. If you don't go to school, you don't learn your ABCs and you don't progress. If you don't come here to God, you won't progress either.
Thank you.
You need to bring what you bring to God and let us hear.
Amen.
I came in here early this morning and we watched that first video when we first got in here, and I wanted to let you know you're enough.
Amen. You're enough. Amen. I'm going to dance to the front, dance to the front. Woohoo! Oh, oh. Isn't it good? You talk about, you know, what God wants to do. Who could have known? I mean, we got a chance to share stuff. I'm saying chance. You had a chance to share stuff. Oh, listen. Can it get any better? Well, yes. But I'm just loving today. You know, because it's really not up to all what I have to say. It's we are the body of Christ. You know, to come to the place where we experience Jesus and then be able to share it with one another, it's encouraging. You know, like, we're not standing alone. We have brothers and sisters that love us and care for us. Were you going to play that video again? Or what were you going
to? Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. Can you hang on just for a second?
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for these people here first. And then we're going to go ahead and we'll do an Amazing Grace. And then we'll celebrate communion. Isn't it exciting? So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we just come before you. Father, it's not by our power or by our might that we're praying for each of these people, Father, but it's by your strength, Lord Jesus. And we're just asking, Lord, that you'd reach into each person's life, Father, that's on this list, for Mary, Candy, Alex, Grace, Buddy, Andrew, with a three-year-old cancer, Monica Bush, Ken and Lorraine, Evelyn Lacey, Melinda, Arlie and Charlie, Geneva, Shar, Arwen and Jody, Sarah, Elizabeth, Richard and family, CJ, for his mother, Lord, that you would touch that whatever it is, Father, I'm just asking, Lord, you remove it in Jesus' name. For Rhonda, Brian, Paul, Dave, Sandy's granddaughter, Ashley, for lungs. And Father, we just want to continue to lift you up. For Richard, Lord Jesus, that you're bigger. Father, you're bigger. Lord, we can imagine what you can do, but Father, Lord, that you always blow us away. Father, your amazing abilities, Father, we want to loose them now in Jesus' name. And Father, that you would just be with them. For we've asked all these things. Hang on. I want to call you that other name again, but it's Dominic. Do you mind if I'm just going to pray for you right now that anxiety that sometimes you feel is going to go in Jesus' name, all right? So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Dominic. Lord, that you touch her in a special way. Father, we thank you that she's here. And, Lord, it was no mistake. Father, I'm just asking, Lord, that you'd bind Chance and Dominic together, Father. Exalt who you are in their life. And, Father, we thank you for them. And Father, for Pam, right now. Woohoo! Lord Jesus, come. Father, just be with her also, Father. She's more than enough because of Jesus in her, Father. Amen. Amen.
That don't know me, I'm John Etzweiler, and last week, like Wednesday, Thursday, I give everything to the Lord, and it's going little by little okay, but it's basically baby steps. I'm taking baby steps every day. So can you all pray for the Etzweiler family and me to basically break the chains. So, yeah. Thank you.
That Etzweiler family right now. Father, we just lift John up, and Father, for every member of his family. And then, Father, Lord, that as he has asked, Lord, that you break the chains that hold them, Father. Lord, we ask that you loose your Holy Spirit at that place, Father. Lord, that you lift the veils. Father, let them see not only where they're at, but Father, your love for them. We thank you for what you're doing in John. And Father, we thank you for those baby steps that he's taking. And we give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before I even take part in communion, each and every one of us here have a story. Each and every one of us, God brought to the right place at the right time. He drew us. He knew us before we were even born. He took us in and allowed us to be a part of his family. We are his children. God brings us to places, some of us a little bit, it takes a little longer than others. But he brings us to the right place at the right time. And he puts the right people in place to help us to do what he has for us. I know for a fact that my God lives. Not a doubt, not even a shadow of it. Anytime you have a doubt, look back and see what God's done and where he's brought you from. You don't have to have a testimony like mine or Bob's or Ken's or Pam's or Bob over there or Mike back there or Glenn or April or Wandy's testimony. You have your own testimony. And God has drawn you to the place that you're at for a reason, for a purpose. And he does have a plan. And he will fulfill it, regardless of me. I step in the way all the time. But my God has a plan for me. And it will be fulfilled. No matter what I do, I know for a fact that God lives, and he does have a plan for each and every one of us, and it will be fulfilled. I just want to say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for caring and loving me so much that despite, I'm going to put it this way, my own stupidity, you reign and you rule and you do have a plan for me. Too tall there. Yeah, I don't think I need that. You know, before we get started with the table, Jesus Christ, getting ready to die, knowing that he's getting ready to die, not only was speaking to his disciples, but was speaking to each and every one of us. He cared so much for each and every one of us that he embraced the cross willingly. Willingly. Can you imagine? I can't. He cared so much that he embraced the cross willingly for each and every one of us. When the hour had come, he sat down with and the 12 disciples with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. You know, Jesus fervently desired to eat the Passover supper with his disciples. He fervently desires that you eat this Passover supper and take part in who he is and what he did for you. For us to remember him, to remember what he did until he comes. And he is. Do you believe that, church? Do you believe that? He is coming back.
Yes.
He absolutely is. I can't wait. The clouds will open, and Jesus Christ will ascend, and with a shout, he will call us back. Because that's not, we're not here right now. We're not where we belong. We belong with him.
Amen.
He fervently desired to eat the Passover supper with them before he suffered. Bob, would you come over with me? As Bob and I pass out the elements, I just want people just to think. Really think. Think each and every one of us. What Jesus has done for us. Remembering what he did for us on the cross. He was getting ready to suffer, and yet he fervently desired to eat the Passover with his disciples. He fervently desired for each and every one of us to eat this Passover and remember what he's done for us until he does come and shout from the clouds and we're called up. Then he took the cup. It's okay. Our Lord, suffered and died on the cross the very next day. He was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying, and they took him away. His body was broken. His blood was shed. To cover our sins. To cover our sins. Jesus took the bread and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Take, eat." In like manner, he took the cup. He said, "This is my blood poured out for you. Take, drink." I can't help but stop and think how our Lord was getting ready to suffer and yet thought of each and every one of us. And yet was willing to go through and allow himself to be crucified. You know, earlier this week, I was reading in my devotional how not only was he willing, but how if he wanted to, if he had desired to, while the people were mocking him and saying, "You say you're the Christ, save yourself. You saved others, save yourself." And yet he willingly stayed on that cross until death. Until it was finished. Until he paid for every last sin that I've ever done, that Bob's ever done, that all of us have ever done. So that we would have the opportunity to know him and to take this cup and to take the bread and remember what he's done. As we go throughout our week this week, may we always constantly be in remembrance, not just this week, all of our lives, in remembrance of what he did for us. And what he is doing for us. And what he will do for us. How he even brought us to that place in our lives when we were drawn to him. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, as we've celebrated your communion supper, Father, as we've remembered, Father, what you did for us, how your body was broken for us, your blood was shed for us, Lord. May we constantly remember these things, Father, and how you brung us, how you drew us, and all you've done for us, Father, and all you're doing for us, and how your plan will be accomplished. Father, may we just go about our week, our day-to-day life, Father, remembering, praising, and lifting your name on high. We ask and pray these things in your name. Amen.